Welcome to Once Upon a Prayer. This story is called Miracle on Fountain Street. The first miracle I remember experiencing happened when I was somewhere between 8 and 10 years old. At that time, I remember my grandpa would pick me up every Sunday and take me to his favorite local church. I loved going to Sunday school. It also gave me an excuse to get out of the house without supervision of my parents, so this was definitely my favorite day of the week. However, the more I came to know about Jesus and heaven and what that meant, the more I felt this deep longing and kind of a tugging in my heart to bring my family to church with me. Thus began my relentless attempts at nagging my mom and dad to come with me. Considering I was a child with autism and ADHD who tends to be hypervigilant in pursuing matters that are important to me, they were over it real quick. Now, being somewhere between the ages of 8 and 10, I can't pretend to know the reasons my parents were uninterested in coming to church with me back then. And did I ever try to find out? Of course not. But one night, after several attempts, and God only knows how long, my mom finally caved. I remember that day like it was, well, multiple yesterdays ago. She finally agreed to go with me, and my heart was just flooded with so much joy. I can still remember that feeling. I jumped in excitement and did this cute little hand-flapping thing I often did when I was overly joyous. Don't worry, I stopped doing that around the age of 22. Kinda. The moment my mom decided she'd come with me and I finished my little tism dance, is what I'm calling it, I turned all of my attention to my dad and with insatiable excitement nearly screamed at him, "Dad, does this mean you're coming too?" Okay, to paint you a picture of his reaction to this, you know that quick head drop movement many people will do once you've asked them for something over and over and over again, and they're so overhearing it, but the answer, the outcome, still hasn't changed? That's how tired he was of me asking. He dropped his head and gave me a very frustrated, but surprisingly calm, "No, I already told you, I don't want to go." My dad is quite the formidable man, and he tends to stick to his guns about decisions, so I knew this would have to be the last time I asked, which makes this story that much more incredible. Regardless of not hearing what I had hoped beyond all hope to hear that night, I was still so ecstatic my mom had changed her mind. So just before bedtime, my mom walked with me down the hall to the opposite end of the house. She tucked me into bed while my dad remained in the living room watching TV. As I crawled under the covers and was about to say my prayers, as I did every other night, my mom mentions, "Why don't we pray that Dad decides to come to church?" I perked up like she had just told me we're going to Disneyland tomorrow. So as my mom knelt by my bedside, we both folded our hands, closed our eyes, and I completely forgot how to say my normal prayer. Instead, I prayed with all the hope and faith my little heart could muster. "Dear Jesus, please let my dad come to church with me." I guess nobody else was going to be blessed in my prayers that night. In that moment, it was all about my dad. Together, my mom and I said, "Amen." And I immediately felt this comfort wash over me. Like, this wasn't something I really needed to worry about anymore. Which is kind of insane considering how young I was. Not even 2 minutes later, my dad walks through my bedroom door. And with the most gentle and sincere voice I think I've ever heard from him, he asks, "How about I go to church with you on Sunday?" The room fell completely silent, and I think my mom and I were in shock. Both of us staring at my dad in disbelief, she asks, "Did you just hear what we were saying?" Looking completely confused, my dad replied, "No, I was out in the living room." My mom and I look at each other, and then both turn back and look at my dad, and she says, "We just prayed that you would come to church on Sunday, and then you walk in here and said that you would go." I wish I had words to describe the stillness and awe we all felt in that room. My dad couldn't explain why he'd had such a sudden change of heart, but after that night, my parents and my brother and I found a church that we all loved, and we went as a family nearly every Sunday for years. Over the next couple years, I watched as all of our lives were changed for the better, and our family was brought so much closer together. This was just the beginning of many miracles and moments of divine intervention to come. What I love about this story is it's such a great reminder that no matter how little the voice or the person saying the prayer, God is always listening.